just a goodbye. So long, baby.
I've been waiting Closing out this week's big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. This week showcasing some Indigenous rock and blues musicians from across Canada to help mark the 23rd National Indigenous Peoples Day on Friday, June 21st. From 2016's Comerica, we had Iqaluit's The Trade-Offs with The Other Side. Before that, from Nashville-based Juno winner and Maple Blues Award nominee Crystal Shawanda, we had the title track from her 2017 release, Voodoo Woman. From his 2017 Indigenous Music Award nominated Interstate Blues, we had Kinnesota's Malcolm Campbell with Mr. Goodbye. From their 2016 release, Prairie Soul, we had Winnipeg's Dustin Harder's Prairie Soul with Miss You. Before that, from their 2017 release, Shelter As We Go, we had Yellowknife's Juno winning Quantum Tangle with Freeze Melt Boil. And I got this week's big block of blues, started off with Vancouver Island's Blue Moon Marquee and Big Smoke from their soon-to-be-released Bare Knuckles and Brawn. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison.
That Chinese Show is a two-hour music and spoken word program.
In our first hour, we'll be bringing you a wide selection of Chinese instrumentals and pop music, as well as showcasing a Canadian band each week.
During our second hour, we'll invite famous Chinese doctors to discuss about healthcare and experts to share their opinions on important issues in China.
Tune in to That Chinese Show every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
每周六中午12点到下午2点，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 电台的 That Chinese Show， 家中音乐、中医保健、时事评论。愿 That Chinese Show 伴随您度过难忘时光。
Starting off this set, the third and final part of my interview with blues rock legend Kim Simmons.
This is, no news to anybody who follows you guys, but the Savoy Browns had a lot of lineup changes over the decades. But you've had Pat DeSalvo on bass and Garnet Grimm on drums since 2009. What's kept the three of you together longer than any other lineup the band's seen?
Well, it has been. I think Pat and Garnet are a particular kind of people that are supportive in a different way that musicians have been in the past. Certainly, I'm not easy to get along with, and that's one thing that they've managed to understand me. So that's good. And I think there was one point Garnet said, "You can't do this, and you can't put up with me anyway. You can't do this," you know. And I sort of modified my behavior with them, you know. So the three of us were able to find very, very nice, comfortable, personal relationship together. And then we've always had that chemistry as musicians. So we've got it all. And I think it took a while to realize about that. I've had really good lineups and really good bands, but sometimes you don't have the chemistry.
So we mentioned earlier David Gogo, Nanaimo BC's Pride and Joy. You played on his 2015 Juno-nominated Vicksburg Call on the song Fooling Myself. How did that come about?
Well, I've done dates with David when he was a young guy. I've always done dates in Canada, and sometimes I've done three or four tours of Canada in a year, quite often. It has been and still is a really cool place for me to play. So I got to meet David years and years ago when he was quite young. So that relationship just kept popping up, and I would do shows and he would show up. And I think we did a festival once and he was playing that, playing the Savoy Brown song. So we just developed a good relationship. Of course, now with social media, we're able to keep in touch. So anyway, he asked me to play in the album, so sure. And, you know, I really like his playing, I think he's great. So it was as simple as that, you know, just getting invited and having the kind of relationship, which, of course, I would say, yeah, I'll do it.
I saw on your website that you've got a string of shows in Germany in September, but you're starting a tour now, I think, so where else can people catch you?
Well, with summer, we lay in low in the summer, and now that's a great tactic, right? Your new album comes out, and you lay low. So, I can't say I've ever had the best business mind, that's for certain. But then we start up in August, quite busy then, into September. Then we do the European tour, mostly Germany, in September. We did a UK tour in April, and we're going back there in January. And Europe is starting to grow again, which is very, very nice, because I concentrated on North America so much that I was kind of forgotten back home. And so I think people suddenly realize, you know, what did we miss? I'm hoping they're thinking that. So we're going back there. It looks like I'll probably be doing two trips a year to Europe. Usually I do one, but now the UK has suddenly come onto my side again, and April was successful. So we're going back in January, and that's very nice. You know, then we do the usual North American shows. I haven't been to Vancouver for a while. I haven't been to Seattle for a while, so I'd like to do Seattle, you know, Vancouver, that kind of run there. I know I played Canada fairly recently, more in towards Toronto area. You know, I think it was somewhere in Hamilton, maybe I played there, and that was a lot of fun.
So. They love their blues in Hamilton.
There you go. So, okay, it was Hamilton. It was fun.
You mentioned you were on social media and stuff, and I thought this was a great tweet. I think it was just from today where you put, good news, there's a secret to improving the guitar. Bad news is it's a different secret for everyone. So I'm just wondering, how did you find your secret?
Well, it changes all the time because, you know, you go through bad form and good form. You go through inspired moments and you go through, you know, not so inspired moments. And your playing has to change. It's going to essentially stay the same, but you're going to have to keep up your technique up and so forth. And I think the secret that got me going for myself, for my current good playing stage, and I'm not sure I can say it technically, but I was able to start doing certain phrases where they were really actually 1960s guitar phrases that I started pulling back into my vocabulary. I'm not technically enough to explain the licks that I'm playing or the way the licks join up together. But once I had unlocked this, I just felt my playing wasn't as contemporary as it could be. I was listening to a lot of the younger guys, and they were much faster, of course, today. And I'm a bit like B.B. King. I tend to be a slow player. But I figured, how am I going to increase my speed, you know, without losing my character, without losing my personality? And I'm never going to be a speed demon, but how can I unlock my style so I can bring some freshness to it? And it really, it was a question of just some of the pull-offs and some of it that I was able to do on the guitar that goes right back to the 1960s. But I was able to do them with finesse because, of course, I'm from that time period. And I may have done them when I was younger, you know, and completely forgot about the whole process. But I think for the secret for me, for my playing, was those pull-offs, starting to do those pull-offs, starting to the transition pull-offs that would bring me from one position to another. It sounds trickier than it actually is. And so it was like, oh, you know, it was so simple. So there's those little sort of secrets that I think I was referring to in that tweet that suddenly can unlock things for you and free you up and make you a better player. But it's different for everybody, you know. That's what did it for me. But I think that you just got to keep woodshedding on your playing. You know, you've just got to keep going at it. You know, and even at my age, and I've been playing a long, long time, but for the City Night album, this new album, I mean, I spent hours in the studio to the point where my wrists were hurting and I had carpal tunnel and in my arms and couldn't play another note. My arms and my wrists were stiff. You know, I mean, it's impossible for me to play to the point where, you know, I would maybe get a little nervous and worried. Like, oops, I've overdone this, you know. But that's the point where you have to go with your playing. You have to woodshed it and you have to push forward. And I think that my playing on City Night is good. And I think my playing in general is good now because I did put that extra lot of time in my home studio, you know, practicing, just simply playing solos and playing lead. And as I say, it got to the point of being painful, and luckily I didn't do any damage. But you've got to practice. Now, that goes back to when I was talking to you about how I had the right idea when I started Savoy Brown in the very early days, and I started that club. It was all about practice. You know, I had a stage, and I put the band on stage, and I practiced as if we were playing for real in front of an audience. And immediately, it made a huge difference. You know, we weren't in a garage, although that's very effective for bands, but I put the band immediately into a real-time scenario, and we practiced in real time. The whole art of everything is practice. So if there's a secret to be found right now, I would say the secret is practice. And that's hard to do for a lot of people because you've got to spend hours at it. And that's going to tell you if you really want to play guitar, because you're going to be successful at the thing that you have the most patience for. Now, I've got patience for guitar. I mean, I was very ill 3 years ago, and the only thing I could do was play guitar. It made me feel better. And playing guitar makes me feel better. It's a place I can go to escape anything.
I got one last question for you. I can't remember where I heard this, but I've kind of taken it to heart. So you can just give me your impression on it, I guess. But I've been told, never try to outdrink a Welshman.
Well, you know, drunk a lot in my time, and I had to quit drinking because it got the better of me. But when I was drinking, yeah, I probably could drink under the table. And believe me, my dad's generation, you know, the Second World War guys, I mean, could they drink? That was unbelievable. And now this is a tip. Here's a tip for drinking like a Welshman. You don't sip your drink and over an hour and finish off your pint in an hour. You actually spend that hour talking for 55 minutes, like I've just done. And then you drink your pint of ale in 1 minute with one big gulp. That's how the Welsh do it.
Now you're moving slow. If you don't want me, girl, all you gotta say is no. You call me on the phone, then you go and pass me by. Better finish what you started. Don't hang me out to dry. I'll be so downhearted if you leave. To make up your mind, don't play with me, baby. Say hello and then goodbye. Better finish what you start. Don't hang me out to dry. I don't know where I stand, what you're trying to say. More than I can take. I thought your feelings were real and not fake. Let me know where we're getting. Look me in the eye. Finish what you started. Don't hang me out to dry.
From their new release, City Night, that was Savoy Brown with Don't Hang Me Out to Dry. And before that, the third and final part of my interview with Savoy Brown founder Kim Simmons. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week, and I'd especially like to thank Kim Simmons for taking time out of his busy schedule to sit down for an interview with me. I'll be back in 7 days with another 2 hours of the best in rockin' blues music. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out this week from his 2018 release, 17 Vultures, this is David Gogo featuring Marisha Devion with their cover of Yo-Yo Blues. This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver listening on CJSF 90.1 FM to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.